Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, coming to you live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and I'm thrilled to bring you today's episode, The Drive to Make a Difference. We are shining a spotlight on some of the passionate young professionals from the Office of Climate Change and Biodiversity. Our guest is here to share his personal journey and insights on climate change, including what is it like to see its effects up close. Plus, he got some great advice for anyone looking to get involved with this important work. It's going to be an inspiring and eye-opening conversation, so let's dive in.
Hello, my name is Simone. I am working in FAO, in the OCB division. OCB is the Office for Climate Change and Biodiversity, and specifically I'm in the GCF team. So basically we are implementing and executing all the projects that are funded by the GCF, which is the Green Climate Fund, and are implemented by FAO. I'm following mostly the readiness projects, which are projects that aim to build readiness, so to be prepared to, let's say, mitigate the effects of the climate change and the environmental issues. So to, let's say, to give countries the necessary capacity and expertise to face and to create policies and strategy to face the climate change issues.
What inspired you to pursue your current role in this division? Could you share the motivations that drive your work? And additionally, we would like to know what are some of the key challenges you believe are crucial to address, particularly concerning climate change and environmental issues?
I've always been passionate about agriculture and natural resources management in general. So after my university career, I had the opportunity and the chance to work in Jordan on a project of land restoration that was conducted in a very dry area. So I had the chance to see with my eyes the effects of the climate change on the environment, but also on the people, so also the social aspects of this issue. So I can say that this gave me the motivation also to join this department, because I believe that we have to do something for climate change. So I would like to give my contribution, so to put in practice my expertise, to give my contribution to climate change. That's why I'm working in the GCF division, which is where I'm currently following and overviewing some readiness projects that aim to mitigate the effects of the climate change. So I think that the contribution of young people is crucial into fight, let's say, against these climate change issues. I think that you don't need to be like a very high level person, but everybody can give their own contribution by starting with the little things. I think that our contribution, so Yov's contribution, is crucial, because now we are aware of the problem and we have to take action. We are the generation that will need to face this issue. So I think that I feel that as a young person, I like to give my contribution. I like to put my expertise on these cause.
What advice would you give to young people aspiring to work in a division like yours? For interns considering applying, what skills, attitude or motivation do you believe are essential for success in this area?
Well, I started as an intern, so my advice is to cultivate curiosity and to avoid to focusing narrowly only on one specific aspect of the climate and the environment. So I think that it's always important and crucial to have the whole picture in mind. So I think that it's really important to build a solid foundation of knowledge on the topic, but also to remain open to discussion. So some practical advices that I can do is to participating in conferences or discussions where there are open conversations and you can maybe go home with some thinkings in mind. Also reading news and scientific articles I think is important because this topic really is not fixed, so it's always changing. So also the information that we receive every day are new, so I think it's crucial to be informed also on what is happening in the world. And yeah, as I said at the beginning, always it's important to always being open to diverse perspectives, especially even if they fall outside of your area of expertise.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until next time!